Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Let's play the five-second rule. We'll each take turns giving categories and numbers to listeners who will try to get the number of things named before the mummy yell, or the buzzer, if you will. Let's start with Pat in Binghamton, New York. Hi, Pat.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Pat. How are you?
Good.
Do you need an example of how this game works before we have you play?
Yeah, real quick.
Okay. Kelly, your number is 4. And your number is fruits that are not orange. Go.
Bananas, grapes, apples, and lemons.
Very easy.
Oh!
See that, Pat?
Yep, got it.
Okay. Your number is 4, and your category is sporting events that are not Olympic events. Begin.
Nope, don't got them.
Nope,
I appreciate your honesty. All right, thank you, Pat. We would have accepted bowling, NASCAR, motocross, and fishing. Mm-hmm. Or lots of other stuff, too.
Well, I can't think of anything more exciting than Olympic fishing. what a sport to watch.
Oh, those guys are juiced so bad.
Yeah.
Tom in Maine. Hi, Tom.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Not bad.
All right,
getting
Tom.
Ready to go out fishing.
Oh, okay, good.
All right, Tom, your number is 3, and your category is tourist attractions in France. Go.
The Eiffel Tower, baguette, and kissing.
The Eiffel Tower and a baguette.
and kissing.
Yeah. You know,
did you have a chance to see that bread when you were in France?
Yeah.
Okay. But if you went to France, would you not be like, I'm getting me a baguette?
Of course I would.
Yes, yeah, I would
absolutely.
Yeah.
I would have given you
he got credit for it. He just didn't get the third one in time.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt I'd take a selfie with a baguette.
Thank you, Tom. 1-800-947-3979. A few open lines if you want to jump in and play the five-second rule. Daniel in Nashville. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
All right, Daniel, name 4 people who look like they could be French.
Free beer, hot wings, Joe, and Tommy.
Oh!
Okay. We'll take
all right.
It. I do look super French.
So French.
Yeah, very French.
Well done. Rodney joins us. Hello, Rodney.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Rodney. Hey. By the way, definitely open lines. 1-800-947-3979. We're going to make Rodney play until somebody else gets through.
All right, very good.
All right.
All right, Rodney, your number is 4, and your category is words that don't rhyme with concrete. Go.
Boy, that's going to leave a mark as the day goes on. Because I mean, literally, almost everything doesn't rhyme with concrete. You came up with none.
You could have stumbled into it and said,
froze.
Oh, you could have said, oh, man, I don't know.
Froze.
And you would have gotten
it. Yes. It sounded like your brain just said, oh, man, don't say moncrete. Come on, brain. Do good things now. Oh, dang it, Rodney. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. That happens.
Exactly.
That's the fun
I
of this game.
Would go.
Janet joins us. Hello, Janet.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
All right, Janet, your number is 3, and I need you to name Olympic events for a nursing home.
Oh my God. Wheelchairs, walkers. And potty.
Would have been good, but not enough. Thank you, Janet.
Yeah.
Justin joins us. Hello, Justin.
Hello.
Hey. Your number is 4. Your category is things you cannot plant in a garden. Begin.
Bowling balls, moving carts, shelves, and... Oh.
5 seconds is fast, man. Thank you, Justin. Bowling balls, shopping carts. He's only choosing 2-word things.
Yeah, it takes a lot more time when you're saying it twice.
James in Green Bay. Hello, James.
Hey.
Hey.
All right, James, your number is 3, and your category is Disney movies with a positive message. Go.
Moana, Little Mermaid, and...
Oh,
ah.
Oh man. Like those ones with the little girls in them.
Thank you, James.
literally all of them.
What an accusation, though. I mean, it's not an accusation.
Cars or Toy Story.
It's not an accusation, but it feels very accusation-y. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just pointing something out. That's all.
You sure like those ones with little girls. Hard not to be defensive. No, I don't.
Yeah.
Everybody does. Hello, Hunter.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, Hunter. Name 4 places that you could rollerblade if you really wanted to in the mall.
Jewelry store, shoe store.
Oh! Where do you shop? Genericmall.com?
Really, really threw a curve by adding the at the mall at the end of it.
Yeah,
that was a screw job, but still, Orange Julius.
Yeah, come on, Yankee Candle. That's where I roller skate.
Oh, Wetzel's Pretzels.
Things remembered because I never want to forget how good of a time I have rollerblading. God, can you imagine being able to ride and get engraved a wacky quote or something on there? It's a battle of wills, not a test of skills. Right on the side of your rollerblades, I'll have it forever.
I would love it.
At our mall, where I had my first job, old people could come and walk or rollerblade in the morning.
They'd rollerblade?
Oh, wow. Really? I've seen mall walkers.
You'd be able to get some great speed on a mall floor.
Yeah. I know what sucked, though, is you had to be like 85 and almost dying in order to get into the mall that early or working at the mall, and I wasn't allowed to rollerblade.
Wait, did they judge people? Like, yeah, you're not old enough. Beat it, Bertha.
I don't know if they checked IDs for, you know... nearly dead yet or not, but
that's a narrow window for being able to feel the glory of rollerblading in the mall.
It's like alcohol, where it's like if you were born on this date after the year blah blah blah, then you, but in that one it's if you were born after this date.
It was a little walking track, but it was perfectly smooth, so great for blading.
That was awesome.
Amazing for blading.
Blading
so fast.
Ben joins us. Hello, Ben.
Hello,
how's it going, Ben?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good.
Very good. Thank you. Ben, your number is 3, and your category is celebrities you've never considered having sex with. Go.
Chris Farley, Adam Sandler.
And all the other ones you have thought about.
So, Chris Rock, you're going to give it to him, but good. I hear you. All right, Ben. Katie's in... Nashville, Tennessee. Hi, Katie.
Hey, how are you doing?
Very good. You ready?
I am ready.
All right, Katie, I need you to name 4 body parts you'd hate to have sand in.
You like it all, huh?
Hey. Throw sand in me, baby. Yeah.
Likes a little grit.
Brianna.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Name 4 things less expensive than a brand new starfish.
Cigarettes, a pack of gum, and a pencil.
4 things. One more. I'm going to give that to you. Yes, all of those things are, in fact, cheaper than a starfish.
How much is a starfish
these
days?
What's the going rate, for a starfish?
Has inflation
hit?
Depends
on which one. Is it a, you know.
What's the cheapest starfish a man could get if he wanted a starfish that wasn't made of chocolate?
$14 or $15.
How fast could I have a starfish in my hand?
As soon as all the pet stores open at 10 a.m.
They all have them?
I mean, if they sell saltwater fish. Hmm. Yes.
Which
one? Do you want one in your hand? Because if you want one in your hand, we can go to my house and you can have one in your hand, like, right now.
Kind of.
A big green one with little fuzzies all over
it. Wait, is that the one that, like,
Thank you, Brianna.
All over the place.
No, that's the cucumber.
Yeah, that was the sea cucumber. This is the one where its leg fell off, and the leg continued to eat. It can't eat. It doesn't have a face, but it continued to move around and pick up food for 5 straight days. Like when you'd put food in there.
Did it bring it back to the host?
No, it would just go get it and then like curl up with it and hold it. And then, yeah, very strange. And now it's growing. I didn't realize that they could do this. So it didn't cut off. Rate it. If I don't know if starfish have shoulders. I have a saltwater aquarium at home for people that are like, what the hell is that weirdo talking about? So it didn't break off right at the shoulder. It was somewhere like a third of the way
elbow.
Down. Yeah.
Okay. So I mean, it can still wear its shirts.
Yes. Starfish can still wear its shirts. Okay, it didn't have to go to a tailor.
Okay. Go ahead.
But what I hadn't experienced in the 15 years I've had this is it started growing the rest of the leg, and it looks like Deadpool when his hands grew back. It's hilarious.
Wait, the body portion of it started growing?
Well, no, the body still had the same number of legs, but one was cut off a third of the way down. But now the remaining 2/3 started to grow out, but it's significantly thinner and smaller than the rest.
So it has a baby nub.
It does have a baby nub.
Has the leg started growing a small body?
No, the leg has been consumed by snails.
That's what I thought you were saying. I thought you meant that the detached leg was growing a body. How does that happen?
Things are weird in there.
Never die.
Things are weird in there. Oh, let's see.
Oh, man. Okay.
This is Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Matt, your number is 4. And your category is careers you failed at. Go.
The career of college student, Navy.
Oh! I know you ran out of time, but I'm very curious to hear more of this list because those are career as college student and Navy. You didn't get a dishonorable discharge, did you?
No, they told me not to come back.
Oh, okay.
But it is an honorable.
Okay. All right. So it's like an honorable, but with an asterisk. Okay.
They're like, yeah, we're good, man. Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody's safe now. You can go home.
Let's just agree to part ways.
Yep. Hello, Ryan. Ryan. Goodbye, Ryan.
Oh no.
Ryan. Dang.
Hello, Leticia. Ryan.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Good.
Are you ready to play
Leticia.
What?
Sorry. It's pronounced Leticia.
Leticia. Oh, Leticia. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hot Wings, do you have a number and a category?
I do. Yes. Your number is 3, and your category is food that doesn't taste like lemon or asparagus. Go.
Pizza, cheese, marshmallows.
That was easy. See? Yeah.
Oh, I mean, unless you get a lemon pizza, then you're right.
Leticia, thank you. Well done.
Couldn't be stumped.
No.
Hello, Brandon.
Hello.
You ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Brandon, I need you to name 4 of the worst places to propose to somebody.
Under a bridge, under a rock, near a farm, and...
Brandon, when was the last time you hung out with SpongeBob? Because you sound like
Thank you, Dave.
Right. Thank you, Brandon.
Oh, SpongeBob. Under a rock.
Let's see. This is Rob in Ohio. Hi, Rob.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Rob, your number is 1, and your category is words that rhyme with concrete.
Sacrete.
What is that?
Sackcrete.
Oh,
I think it's a brand. Yeah, brand of concrete.
Yeah, we'll take it. It was a screw job anyway. All right, Rob, well done. There you go.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.